And yet I've seen some, whether it's a restaurant or a grocery chain or a store. Like I told you the story yesterday, one of our sponsors, Waco Custom Marketplace on Lake Air Drive, they didn't have a drive-through. They made a drive-through. And when they had to shut their doors down, customers wanted what they had because they were used to being there. And so they made a drive-through. You drive around the side of the building, and they had this big opening in the back, and you could make an order. You could write it down. They would get it. You'd meet them on the side just like you would if you were going through a fast food restaurant, except you're talking about grocery product and bakery, butcher shop, and more. It's amazing. Stonewood Dental. Not a lot of people, when they're told they got to go to the dentist, sometimes is that something they want to do. But I've told you this for a couple of years now. Dr. Steve Childress reached out to me. He has made, there are a couple of things at my age at 60 that I've had to have done that when I walk out of there, I'm like, what happened? Not because I felt like I got hit by a truck, but because I can't believe I had some sort of oral surgery. And yet that's how good he is and how good they are. And Dr. Steve Childress, Stonewood Dental, joins us now on Sikkim 365 live radio. Steve, first of all, thank you so much. I know how this today's America has impacted your business. And yet you are trying to make your business available at no cost for emergency surgeries. Can you try to tell everybody your story? And thank you for being a part of the show.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to say, Smoke, congratulations on what you guys are doing. You guys have been, I've been telling you for years that you guys have been great for our community, what you've done. And I'm just really excited that you guys have transitioned to what you're doing now. And I think you're going to have a lot of support. So first off, congratulations. I think our community still needs you, especially at this time when we got a lot of other distractions that are annoying us. To be able to kind of focus on what you're doing is a nice distraction. So kind of get back to your question. We're all concerned about what's going on. We're all affected, some much more so than others. In the case of dentistry, the only reason that we're allowed to see patients at all is we have one mission, and that's just to see anybody that might end up in an emergency room for dental pain or dental problems. And that would surprise the public that don't know that that happens a lot more than you would think. Because the emergency rooms can't turn anybody down. And so people will end up going there, and the medical system is a bit overwhelmed now. So, according to the governor and national governing authorities, the only thing that dentists now, at least in the state of Texas, is seeing anybody that might be going to emergency room. So that's pretty much it, and we're kind of limited in what we can do. So, all dental offices are suffering. That's like everybody else. So we've been doing this for about 3 weeks now. We've had a history of taking the community, not only our regular patients, but we've allowed people that have dental emergencies to come in. We serve God's people that way. That's one of our missions that we do. But we made a decision after I brought it up with my colleagues. I kind of feel like God put it on my heart that why don't we just waive the fees, because there still are people who would still go to the emergency room, because although you will get a bigger bill than going to most dentists, they won't turn you down and they won't pay before you get seen. So people will think, well, that's just easier for me to go there. So we're saying, okay, we're going to lower the barrier, and we're just going to waive the fee. Now, I'm somewhat limited, and I want to make it clear to the public, we can only do what the American Dental Association has defined as emergencies, and I can kind of keep it simple. It's on our website if you want to see a more specific explanation they have for the public. But it's basically anything to be bad enough that causes you to consider going to the emergency room. So this is not routine dental care. This is something that's bad enough that you would consider going to the emergency room for treatment if you didn't have other options. So we've got a group of staff that have volunteered to help us out, as well as all of our doctors. And we're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 to noon. I have a number of staff that can't participate. They're concerned about self-isolation, but the ones that have chosen and are comfortable with the way we're doing infection control and self-isolation inside the office, or social distancing, I guess I should say, we're leaving it over to the public. And we put it out there on our website, and we put it on our Facebook. We're not trying to get people who would not come out for dental emergencies anyway to leave their homes and come to us, because that's not the purpose of what we're trying to do. We're simply saying, if you have an emergency that you would consider going to emergency for, we're basically going to be willing to see, to support the public this practice by waiving our fees. This practice has been here since 1980. Jeanette Cunningham started it, and this community has been good to us. We believe in our community. We believe that we're going to end up pulling out of this okay, all of us, by pulling together. So we're just trying to follow the lead of certain other leaders in town that I was inspired by, who have taken steps to support the community. And we're saying, fine, we're just going to see people at no charge right now.
So in a normal situation, just to get a point of reference for people who might be wondering what an emergency is, if you were, you know, went to the emergency room for a dental emergency, would they send them to you anyway? If they, if like, oh my gosh, I have this tooth pain, would they send people to you in a normal situation?
Typically, what I've seen since I left the Air Force in 1996 is that we see a lot of people go to the emergency room. All the ER folks can do is numb them up and stop the pain and give them medication. They don't perform dental services. So they end up giving medication, they end up numbing people up, whether it's antibiotics or pain medication, and they say, you need to go find a dentist. And then the following day or sometimes after that, we end up seeing a lot of them through the years. So people are looking for immediate pain relief. And again, there's kind of a financial angle because people think, well, I can't get turned down at the emergency room. Not the dentist turn people down, but people will think, well, the dentist, it's harder to get in, they're not as available, or maybe the cost or something that I'm concerned about. So that's the reason why people end up going to the emergency room. And of course, you know, they'll also go in the middle of the night because that's when they're in pain. And we're not necessarily open. We're only open from 8 to 12, and we're not making ourselves available then. But if somebody knows the middle of the night, they can come see us at 8 o'clock and just walk in. And it's just no appointment necessary, just walk in, and we're making ourselves available to anybody that shows up. So that's basically it, Paul.
Steve, obviously things are quite different right now, but what have you kind of seen in terms of people coming to your office or people wondering if you guys are available? Has it been, I would imagine it's probably less than just typically being open for business, but what kind of demand have you heard from people out there over the last month or so?
You know, I really thought that we would see a lot, especially the longer dental offices are closed. You know, it's kind of like, I know automobile places are open and they consider essential for repairing cars, but it's like if the old car oil change places were shut down, at first not that big of a deal, but the longer they'd be shut down, eventually people's engines would have problems. So I'm thinking the longer dental offices are closed, the more people that would normally be getting routine stuff getting taken care of are not getting taken care of. But so far, for the 3 weeks that we've been affected by this, we're seeing kind of a normal rate of people that would show up for dental emergencies. I haven't seen big increase. Today is the first day that we had it out there that we were willing to do it for free, so we were prepared to actually possibly get overrun. And it was just kind of a normal day. I think we saw about 5 or 6 people. So that was my concern. If the need is not out there, then fine. People don't need to show up. I'm not trying to increase the need. And this is definitely not a business thing where we're trying to get people to come here for money reasons. That's why we're making it for free. So it's very clear what our intentions are here.
Right.
But I'm expecting the longer this goes on, the longer people are not able to get in with the dental offices for routine care, you're going to start seeing people having more problems as time goes on. The funny thing is, the one thing I've seen a big increase in is because of stress. People having more TMJ issues, more muscle issues, more joint issues, because everybody seems to be really stressed out now. And I don't know if it's the lack of the NBA and baseball or if it's the coronavirus. I'm not sure.
Steve, I got to ask this to me as an obvious question. I hope I ask it the right way. Steve Childress, Dr. Steve Childress, Stonewood Dental, and the free emergency service that they're providing. How do you do this when you yourself are losing business right now?
Well, I mean, we're no different than the restaurateurs in town and the hotel establishment. It's not so that we get to claim any more suffering than anybody else. I'd rather not be doing this. I'd rather be working. But supposedly, we're going to have the ability to get some SBA loans. I've applied for it like every other small business has, and we're waiting to find out. We haven't heard anything yet. Frankly, at the advice of my financial advisors, they've told us we need to terminate our staff, temporarily terminate, so they can apply for unemployment compensation as soon as possible. So all my girls we're hanging together. We're planning on hiring them all back, but all my team have been laid off, including the doctors. Technically, I'm working for free. And so we're making our last payroll probably next week, and then we're just waiting for the government to tell us what we can do. Any business that's shut down eventually can't pay the bills. So far, we're paying the bills, but the money's in the bank account's getting low. But the bankers that we have, David Littlewood at TFNB, have been phenomenally supportive. Community banks are really stepping up right now, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this. I was inspired by something I saw David Littlewood put on his website that gave me peace that we're all going to hang in this together. We're going to do okay. And then the church I go to, I saw the pastors step up and how they're taking care of the community. And the thought came to me, why don't we do this? And, you know, my first thought was, oh, what happens if we're overrun this and that? And my own personal thought, this my own motivation was, do I trust God enough to take care of me if we stick our neck out? And so we went through a process of discussing it with our staff and with our doctors. And we have a number of staff because they have family members at home that are at risk or whatever that feel like they can't, and even though they want to support, and we're totally supportive of that. This has been a voluntary thing. But we've got enough people that even if we get a number of bodies, we're comfortable we can do this. And we're taking it week by week. We're doing it this week, and at the end of the week, Thursday, we'll decide about next week. I'm pretty sure we'll go into next week. And we're living optimistically. One of the things I've told my family and my staff, during times like this, you either got to live pessimistically or optimistically. You're going to make a statement of faith either way. We really don't know what the future is. So we're going to have to act on faith. We either have faith that we're going to get back to some kind of normalcy and it's going to be okay, and we're going to need each other when we open back up, or we're going to have faith that the world as we knew it is over with and it's going to come crumbling down. Well, living pessimistically doesn't work for me. So I'm assuming that as a community, we'll pull together and we'll all get back to whatever the new normal is. Just like after 9/11, there was a new normal we had to get used to with travel. And you know what? We're going to need each other. And I have patients that want to come here, and other dentists have patients that love them. And we're going to need to be open. We're going to need staff to work with us to take care of the people that we want to take care of. The medical community, same thing. Same thing with restaurants and hotels. And we're all going to need to hire people to work with us. And we're going to need buildings to work in. And we're going to need to pay the bills to do that. So one day, we get back to some kind of normalcy whenever we're allowed to. I would rather be working right now, but I understand the reason why the governing authorities have made the decisions they've made, and we're supportive of that. But like the rest of y'all, I'd rather be calling in the very few times like I've called in to talk about sports or about Baylor football recruiting and not about this. But this is our current reality. I'm just going to live optimistically. It's going to be okay, and I'm going to try to serve the community and serve my God in the process.
Man, you're great stuff. Appreciate it. Steve, Dr. Childress, thank you very much.
I did want to tell Steve. Steve, I did want to tell you real quick, we had a Leon who hit us up on the text line and said that he coached your son, Austin, Lightning Select Baseball, said you got a big heart, and he just wanted to shout out to you. So Leon says hello.
Yeah, Leon's a good man. We had good memories of Select Baseball. My son is now a third-year medical student who's been going crazy because he's with his wife and his three daughters because he can't go to school right now. But Leon's a good man, and bottom line is this. If y'all need something, we're here. Just give us the deal. We'll do the best we can to take care and say what we're doing is we're saying thank you to the community. We're saying thank you to the community that's taking care of us and our optimism of faith in the future. And I'm saying thank you to three of you guys because I'm telling you guys not being on the radio and not being available really bummed me out. And I'm so tickled pink that y'all are back in business.
Hey, Dr. Childress, thank you very much. By the way, I'll have information for you on your account account on Sikkim 365 here momentarily. That's Dr. Steve Childress, Stonewood Dental, one of our founding sponsors of this show. Bryce Petty, two-time